بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله رب العالمين، والصلاة والسلام على سيد الرسل وخاتم الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا ومولانا محمد، وعلى آله الطيبين الطاهرين، وعلى أصحابه البررة الكرام رضوان الله تعالى عنهم وعنا معهم بفضلك وكرمك وجودك وإحسانك يا أكرم الأكرمين. أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وإذا أخذ الله ميثاق النبيين لما آتيتكم من كتاب وحكمة ثم جاءكم رسول مصدق لما معكم لتؤمنن به ولتنصرنه، قال أأقررتم وأخذتم على ذلكم إصري، قالوا أقررنا، قال فاشهدوا وأنا معكم من الشاهدين. وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم: ستكون فتن كقطع الليل المظلم، يصبح الرجل مؤمنا ويمسي كافرا، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. وقال في رواية: إذا ظهرت الفتن فليظهر العالم علمه، أو كما قال عليه الصلاة والسلام. صدق الله مولانا العظيم، وصدق رسول النبي الكريم، ونحن على ذلك لمن الشاهدين والشاكرين، والحمد لله رب العالمين. May I ask all the brothers to present salutation to the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم wholeheartedly. اللهم صل على سيدنا مولانا محمد وعلى سيدنا مولانا محمد وبارك وسلم وصلي عليه. Hazrat Allama Sahib, respected ulama and brothers, my elders and youngsters. It is very important actually to know that what are the elements, external elements, which always endanger our belief. It's not only that we enjoy the speeches, but from these speeches the outcome and objective should be that we gain something and go away with it. It's not that empty rhetoric. We hear, we shout, and we go away without anything. Hazrat Allama Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah ta'ala and the people of Gujarat, the elders, are known, and to my Sheikh Hazrat Muhammad Yusuf bin Nuri rahimahullah ta'ala al-Husayni, people of Dabin are well known to Hazrat. Hazrat Anwar Shah Kashmiri rahimahullah ta'ala said that the finality of the prophethood, of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, is such a great dignity and respect of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which has been actually, attempt has been made to be actually distorted. And therefore, since the fitna of Qadianiyah, Hazrat could not sleep, all the ulama say. And Hazrat said that the dogs of streets will be better than me if I could not have done anything to protect the finality of the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And further he said that whoever to devote his activities, his life, his work to this mission of, to be part of the protection of the finality of the prophethood of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, I guarantee him on the day of judgment for the intercession of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Main usko huzoor ki shifaat ka qiyamah ke din zamanat deta. Is there anything bigger than this for Muslims? No. No. Everybody wishes the shifa of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam on the day. So my respected brothers, one thing is that, this is very important, that we must take this work as our own work. It's not belong to ulama or the imam sahab or allama sahab or mama sahab or so on and so forth. It's not all a responsibility upon every Muslim. Whether you are a counselor, you are a member of parliament, you are a lecturer, you are a teacher, or you are an accountant, or whatever your job is, you need to raise your awareness. You must raise your awareness about the finality of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and it is compulsory for you to learn the haqqaiq, the basic beliefs of Islam. This is very important. And for today's youngsters, this is must, it's absolute. Imam Suyuti rahimahullah ta'ala, 300 years ago, he gave a fatwa that it is forced upon people, upon every Muslim, sane Muslim, in his opinion at that time, to learn, first of all, usul al-deen, the beliefs, the basic beliefs of Islam. Nowadays, well, I'll say, you know, the very first thing is that. That should be our activity. My respected brothers, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam informed us that there will be so many fitnas and evils coming as the darkness of night falls. One after another, the situation will become so worse that it will come to the stage that a person will be Muslim in the morning and in the evening he will turn to kufr and vice versa. So you can understand and imagine and assess for yourself that how big those fitnas will be. So this is very important actually to learn that what are these fitnas. And fitnas come in different ways. Fitnas come from maal, awlad, and so on and so forth. But why we are so much concerned about this Qadianism and so on and so forth? We are not promoting any violence against them. Neither we are asking you to take law in your hand at any time. Nor we are fighting against any illegitimacy against them. What we are saying, that if it is a norm and a law in this country, that no one, even a mayor of a town, cannot be adopted and call somebody else to take his name for himself. If we call somebody false as mayor of Leicester, will that be acceptable here in your town? I don't know, I come from Sheffield, from South Yorkshire, but it's not acceptable in Sheffield, so I don't know whether it's acceptable in Leicester or not. I'm sure not. If we send Morana and Dr. Singh Romani say that he is in placing Tony Blair to become the Prime Minister, would that be acceptable? No! If this is not acceptable, what we are saying is that the fraud and the cheat which is going on, that people are adjusting Islamic terminology. I'm asking you just one simple question. Who you call the mother of the believers? Who you believe the mother of the believers? When we say the mother of the believers, we mean Aisha, Umm al-Mu'mineen radiallahu ta'ala, Hafsa, Zainab, and so on and so forth. The wives of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. When Qadianis say Umm al-Mu'mineen, they mean somebody else, curse upon. And similarly, when you say radiallahu ta'ala anhu, the name of someone naturally comes into our mind that this is a sahabi, a companion of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who was blessed with the sighting for a moment in the situation of Iman, the sighting of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And this title comes from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the first category of Muslims. Thus, my respected brothers, when they say, they mean somebody else. They mean the companions who accompany Mirza Ghulam Ahmad Qadiani. What does this make worse is that an ordinary person who is walking in the street, they will give him a book, and so many brothers who turn away, alhamdulillah, from Qadianism, and came back into the fold of Islam, they told me that they always told me that and kept me in doubt that this is obviously a bay'ah system, like we have the mashayikh and silsila and bay'ah and so on and so forth. It's not a religion, neither it is a new religion. It's a bay'ah system. Some others have been kept in doubt by telling them and using the different terminologies. My respected brothers, here, in this country particularly, and particularly those, they are in colleges and universities, they are well aware of that how much strength of Iman and A'mal Salihah we have in the general Muslim. Not everyone comes every day to the mosque. Hardly, you know, Muslims come nowadays, you know, on Friday. And the person who comes on Friday thinks, you know, he's probably you know, is a fine person. My respected brothers, this is very important to understand. Raise your awareness. This is what the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to us. That obviously it's the responsibility of ulama, first of all, to assert your knowledge at that time when these fitnas and evil spoke, and inform them about it. And similarly, we have people who call themselves an Islamic school and so on and so forth. They have denied us so many things we don't know about, our youngsters don't know about. And there are so many other fitnas. My respected brothers, I don't want to go into details, but I just want to, something coming to my mind, and that is obviously on Mishkat, on the last page, there is a hadith I was reading of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the Indian version of Mishkat, and ulama knows about it. And it says, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, that there will be people who will come after you, but their rewards will be more and more than those people they were before. He was telling the Sahaba and the companions of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and they have figurated this. So they asked, O Prophet of Allah, who would be those people? And the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, that those people, they send for the time, for evil, for fitnas, at the time when the fitnas will come upon Islam and Iman. So my respected brothers, these are fitnas. We need to raise our awareness. We need to, how are we going to raise our awareness? We come to ulama, alhamdulillah, we have masajid, a'imma. And if anybody comes, we come to find somebody who has been actually in cycle, whereby psychologically by the Qadianis, and they have very different tactics. So we need to raise the awareness of this Muslim brother, informing him that this is wrong. And do not come in discussion with them. Do not go into discussion. Do not open the discussion. In fact, if you want to discuss with them something, always discuss with them the life of this, you know, Mirza Ghulam Ahmad, the cheater. As my respected brothers, the most important thing is that what they do nowadays, they are gaining their places and influence in the local national political party. That's one aim. Second aim is to gain more and more council seats. So we will have influence in the libraries, schools, and so on and so forth. Third is that they are targeting almost all those schools which are obviously located in the Muslim population areas. And they are sending them their leaflets, targets, and in fact, they are offering them visits as well. And they call their boss London Mosque. Now, it is very confusing because there is a Central Mosque, Region Park, Islamic Culture Center, and London, obviously, there is a mosque, they call it London Mosque, belong to Qadiani. So many people, they offer them London Mosque visits free of charge, and so on and so forth. My respected brothers, we need to, first of all, raise our awareness. We need to see, we need to represent Muslims. So we have been informed in so many places where Muslim advisors, for Muslims, for me and you, our brothers and sisters, the advisors been obviously in so many councils and so on and so forth allocated. Advisors. These advisors, those advisors are actually because the councils don't know what is the difference between this person and that person. So, Qadianis have taken place. So, this is very important that we need to raise our awareness. We need to represent everything in our system. So, my respected brothers, inshallah, from Allah's speech and today what the previous speakers have said, actually this is very important that we raise our awareness, we inform our children, we get, obviously, the literature, and we know about these fitnas. And inshallah, Allah will reward us. This is the protection of our iman, and Allah we will gain ajr, inshallah, in this world and in the hereafter. Jazakumullahu khairan, and I leave the place for Allah.